Episode 159, Escape Alcatraz. Hey loves, I'm reeling from the amazing date I just got back from. We decided to do an escape room because it had been a while since we'd gone, and this time we were determined to win. We met up in the parking lot, and after a few kisses and some relaxation in my car, we head inside. It was so great to see him, and he looked good. He wore black jeans, a grey V-neck sweater, and his nice dressy beige kicks. His hair was neatly cut, and I was loving the affection he was giving to me. He said I looked good, and he loved the green vest with beige fur I wore, as well as the bodysuit underneath it. We locked hands and continued walking and frolicking into the mall. I asked him where the escape room was, and I could tell that he'd done his research prior because he knew the store to park by, the floor it was on, and the general vicinity. I really liked that because I, on the other hand, was depending on him. We were walking to the escalator when I saw Aldo and went in. He looked back and joined me. I figured it might be the perfect time to find him the black boots he wanted for his birthday. We looked around and he immediately saw two boots that caught his eye. He compared the two and we both agreed we liked one more than the other, so I asked the salesperson to get his size and luckily there was one pair left. We asked her to hold it for us until we returned from the escape room because we didn't want to be late but also didn't want to miss out on those great boots and the sale that came along with it. Not only were the boots on sale, but they had an additional discount of buy two sale items and get 20% off. We were excited about it all and knew we'd come back later and add on to the boots. He suggested I might find something for myself. I didn't initially think of that, but I liked that he thought about me and wanted me to get something for myself also to benefit from the sale, instead of only him. I was excited to go back after the escape room to check, but put that excitement aside for the moment and focused on beating the escape room with him. After filling out the waivers, the worker brought us over to a wall, explained the locks to us and the differences between how they opened. We felt confident and ready, so she ushered us into the room and gave some final instructions before shutting the door. As we waited for the video to begin, we did our favorite handshake and prepared to escape Alcatraz. We freaking worked brilliantly together. We were more locked in than we'd ever been on any escape room we'd done before. We figured out the clues, unlocked the necessary locks, and were out of there with time left to spare. What's even more amazing is that we only asked the worker for two clues for the entire game. In escape rooms in the past, we'd asked for many more. But with this one, we just felt great and were able to decipher the riddles and accomplish the task. We didn't compete against each other, rather we worked in perfect harmony and succeeded brilliantly as a result. We escaped the room with 23 minutes to spare. The workers were even shocked, but both he and I had a feeling that this time we'd get out because we kept figuring out each riddle and puzzle. We took a picture together, which I loved, and then went downstairs to Aldo. The salesperson had saved his boots for us behind the register, and now it was time for me to see if I could get anything. First, I saw these leopard skin high boots, and they were super sexy, but they didn't have it in wide calf or in my size. Then there was a beige winter boot that we both liked, but it wasn't included in the incredible sale they were having, so I continued my search. I ended up settling for a dressy pocketbook. I was going to get the black one first, but then when I showed him the red, he said I should get that one instead because I didn't have any dressy bags in red. I agreed and checked out. We were both happy with the impromptu shopping spree, but even more happy that we were going to finally eat. We'd both been sticking with our lower calories for the day, so we were beyond ready for Yard House. We got there pretty quickly and were seated in about 5 minutes. We ordered our chicken tenders and truffle fries appetizer and then continued our married at first sight conversation from earlier. The tenders were hot and crispy and the fries seasoned perfectly. We devoured them and enjoyed the conversation while we were at it. Everything flowed so well and when the waiter returned, we ordered our entree. We decided on the turkey club meal with truffle fries that we would share. We learned from our prior trips that sharing made more sense and allowed us to feel less full and not gain as much the following day. The turkey club sandwiches were pretty good too, and for once they'd actually made the truffle fries right with our entree as well. The conversation continued to flow and we felt good. I loved the moment and we couldn't stop talking about how great we'd done in the escape room. It truly was epic and a proud moment for both of us. Once dinner was done, I suggested we go to Barnes & Noble to walk around and check out some books. We were there for about 15 minutes, and even though we didn't purchase anything, we still had a great time, and he pointed out several books he'd want in the future. I took pictures of one because you never know. Maybe one of them will be part of a possible future gift for him. Anyway, the store was closing, so we head out and briefly sat in the mall, massage chairs, and talked before heading back to our cars. I had started mine with the automatic starter, so we went there first, and he chilled for a bit before I drove him to his car to put on the heat. I didn't want the night to end as always, but I knew it must. So we said our goodbyes and then talked on the phone for another half hour before saying goodnight. I got home, did a little bit of writing, and fell right to sleep. I'll miss him until our next date, but that one's going to be a staycation, so I'm super psyched about it. However, for the moment, I must bid you adieu. And until next time, my loves, XOXO, Bombshell out.